I'm your host, Zara Majid, and welcome to our very first episode of Queen's Advice Corner, a segment of Queen's United Chess weekly podcast and video series. Every Friday, I'll be here sharing quick, powerful chess tips and lessons to help beginner and intermediate players level up their game, whether you're playing your first tournament or just trying to stop blundering your pieces. So let's jump right in. Part 1. Beginner mistake number 1. Moving too many pawns. A common mistake I see all the time, especially in early games, is moving too many pawns in the opening. Yes, pawns help control the board, but if you spend your first 5 moves pushing pawns all over the place, you're not developing your real army, which is your knights and your bishops. Here's a better plan. 1. Focus on controlling the center, so thinking about squares like e4, d4, e5, d5. And second, developing your minor pieces, so getting out your knights and your bishops very quickly. And third, don't forget to castle early. Keeping your king safe is a very important lesson to always remember. Those 3 goals can guide you through the first 10 moves of absolutely any game. Part 2. Beginner mistake number 2, which is hanging pieces. Trust me, I've had my fair share of hanging pieces when I was in my early days. The next mistake is a complete classic, leaving your pieces hanging. You might get caught up in your plan. You rush, and then boom, your bishop is gone, and because it was undefended. This is something that even experienced players mess up sometimes. But here's a habit that you can start from early on. Before you make any move, always ask yourself, am I leaving anything behind that my opponent can take for free? And here's a simple checklist that even I use. What am I attacking? What is my opponent attacking? Are there any checks on the board? And is my king safe? Those 4 things at any point in time, just a 3-second pause before each move, can make a complete difference in your games. Part 3. Which is a beginner mistake number 3, ignoring the endgame. This one is big, rushing or panicking in the endgame. When I first started chess, I used to be so afraid of playing in the endgame. It used to be my worst part of the chess game. Once you've traded off your queens and maybe you're up a pawn and you think, oh my gosh, I'm winning. But suddenly the game ends in a draw or even worse. But here's what to remember. In the endgame, your king becomes a very, very strong piece. So don't hide it, bring it to the center. Don't push your pawns too fast. If you rush, your opponents could stop your promotion or even promote their own first. Try to learn basic king and pawn endings so they teach you important ideas like opposition and how to promote safely. Chess Kit is a really good resource for lessons like that. And if you join Queen's United, we'll be able to provide you with a free gold membership to help you level up on your chess journey. Mastering just a few simple endgame ideas can win you so many more games. And the final tip, if there's one takeaway from today's episode, it's this. Make every move with a purpose. Chess isn't about being fast, you know. It's about being focused and intentional. In chess, even a 1-point mistake can cost you the entire game. But if you're steady, mindful, cutesy, and demure, thoughtful moves will always help you improve much faster. That's it for this week's Queen's Advice Corner. Thank you all so much for tuning in today, and I hope these tips will help you sharpen your chess skills and boost your confidence over the board. If you enjoyed this episode, follow our podcast on Spotify and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Until next time, keep rising, keep shining, and keep playing like a queen.